This is the Blaze Radio on demand.
Hey, again, I just want to thank the people at Goldline for making this serial possible. People around the world are losing trust in governments. Is your family prepared for the next crisis? The world markets are reflecting our despair, and I don't know what tomorrow will bring. Make sure your family is protected. Turn to the recognized safe haven asset that has been a valued storehouse of wealth for centuries. It's gold. Call Goldline, the only company that I trust and recommend it. You know and I know that the world is on fire. People don't trust their government. The world markets are reflecting all of this. Deutsche Bank is down 20% in the last 10 days alone. I don't know what it's done lately. But I want you to call Goldline, the only company that I trust and recommend. These are really good people. 877-370-COIN. 877-370-COIN. Goldline also offers their groundbreaking price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So call 877-370-COIN. 55-year history of helping people just like you, just like me. Read their important risk information and find out if gold or silver is right for you. Goldline. 1-877-370-COIN or goldline.com.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Many, if not all, progressive politicians want to infringe on your constitutional right that specifically declares shall not be infringed. Often these progressives are opposed to the Second Amendment, and they don't even seem to really know why.
What's a barrel shroud and why should we regulate?
I actually don't know what a barrel shroud is.
Because it's in your
legislation. It's a shoulder thing that goes up.
No.
This right here has ability with a 30 caliber clip to disperse with 30 bullets within half a second. 30 magazine clip in half a second.
For most purposes, having these magazine clips that have more than 15 rounds in them, there's really no purpose for those except for shooting targets or shooting people.
Pistols are different. You have to pull the trigger each time. An assault weapon, you basically hold it, goes...
You can certainly use this for hunting, but some of these bullets, as you saw, have an incendiary device on the tip of it, which is a heat-seeking device. So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
The Second Amendment is not about hunting. Currently, heat-seeking bullets don't exist, although DARPA is developing them. And hunting is a nice byproduct of gun ownership for many, but it is not what the American Founding Fathers had in mind when they wrote the Constitution.
We have federal regulations and state laws that prohibit hunting ducks with more than 3 rounds, and yet it's legal to hunt humans.
Another surprise to Dianne Feinstein and others. It actually isn't legal to hunt humans in any state in the Union, including North and South Dakota.
Ammunition, they're bullets. So the people who have those now, they're going to shoot them. And so if you ban them in the future, the number of these high-capacity magazines is going to decrease dramatically over time because the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
It's hard to believe the ignorance surrounding this issue. Hunting, weapons Americans could or could not use to bring down a deer, size of magazines. None of these are the point of the Second Amendment to the Constitution. So what is it that our founders intended? Well, let's start with the actual language. What does the Second Amendment actually say?
A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
All right, that sounds pretty clear. Guns are necessary to the security of a free state, and the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Not one word about hunting deer, elk, or anything else. The American founders had studied thousands of years' worth of the best knowledge mankind had to offer, and they used that knowledge to craft the Constitution.
The framers of the Bill of Rights believed in God. They fought for the freedom from religious persecution. They believe the right to self-defense is a fundamental God-given right that existed long before the creation of any government. In fact, written documents pertaining to self-preservation predate the Second Amendment by thousands of years. Reference to the right to freedom from violent harm and the right to self-defense is found in the Torah and Christian Bible in Exodus 22, verse 2, in Jewish law, The Talmud states, if someone comes to kill you, arise quickly and kill him. Roman Catholic doctrine has long asserted,
someone who defends his life is not guilty of murder, even if he is forced to deal his aggressor a lethal blow.
Protestant theologian Samuel Rutherford writes in his 1644 publication, Lex Rex,
because no king or civil power can take away nature's birthright of self-defense from any man or a community of men.
Even the Declaration of Independence, written 15 years before the Second Amendment was ratified, clearly states,
all human beings are endowed with certain unalienable rights, and that governments are created to protect those rights.
Historian and educator David Barton further discusses the founders' intent.
In the case of the Second Amendment, the Founding Fathers didn't call it the right to keep and bear arms the way it's written. They called it the biblical right of self-defense. So the ultimate goal of the Second Amendment is to make sure you can defend yourself against any kind of illegal force that comes against you, whether that's from a neighbor, whether that's from an outsider, or whether that's from your own government. And in the case of the American Revolution, if the Founding Fathers had not been able to take on that illegal British government coming, so for them, it's not a matter of, oh, you got too many bullets in your magazine. It's no, whatever the government's got, we got to have the same thing, because if they've got an AK-47 and come through and we've only got a BB gun on the inside, this is not a deterrent. So the whole purpose of the Second Amendment is to make sure that you have equal power with whatever comes against you illegally. So at that point, that's got to control the gun control debate.
Two of the three founders who wrote the Federalist Papers to explain the Constitution and its intent to the people spoke about the right to bear arms.
Alexander Hamilton, in the Federalist Papers number 28, expressed,
when a government betrays the people by amassing too much power and becoming tyrannical, the people have no choice but to exercise their original right of self-defense, to fight the government.
The thought process of so many today seems to be that the government has weaponry that's just too great, and so it's futile for people to be armed. But the fact is, with so many armed citizens in the country, there are up to 300 million firearms in the hands of the people. It would be incredibly difficult for the government or any invading force to suppress this people. In fact, in every single plan by the former Soviet Union to invade the United States of America, not one included crossing the border into Texas. Why? Because they knew Texans were well armed. Another point often made by progressives is the well-regulated militia in the Second Amendment. That's the National Guard, right? It isn't.
A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state.
The Second Amendment refers to a well-regulated militia. The right of the people to form citizen militias was unquestioned by the founders. In the Federalist Papers number 46, James Madison, the father of the Bill of Rights, argues,
the ultimate authority resides in the people, and that if the federal government got too powerful and overstepped its authority, then the people would develop plans of resistance and resort to arms.
Some interpret today's National Guard as the well-regulated militia. But the founders opposed anything but a small national military.
There are some people that think that that phrase in the Second Amendment has an entirely different meaning.
The phrase well-regulated refers to a well-trained, prepared, and disciplined citizens' militia.
They seem to think that it means just the state National Guard. And they don't know their history. That's just not true.
The phrase was in common use in 1791 and for more than a century afterwards. The Oxford English Dictionary from that time period defines well-regulated as something that was calibrated correctly, functioning as expected.
That also explains another very common argument by the anti-Second Amendment crowd. They claim the phrase well-regulated gives the government the right to attach all kinds of regulations on gun ownership. That just isn't what was meant by the founders.
As explained, at the time, it was meant as well-trained and prepared. Americans today don't like to hear that the Second Amendment was written for personal protection. But more than anything else, it was put there for American citizens' protection against a tyrannical government. No one ever wants to believe that it would ever become necessary for Americans to take up arms against its own government. And hopefully, we never ever will. But because of their own experiences with tyranny, they provided the means by which the people could, as a very last resort, do what they had done. Americans continually hear about nations who have confiscated guns and have very severe gun laws. In particular, Great Britain and Australia are often mentioned. So how has that worked out for them? We throw one on the Barbie in the next episode.
Glenn Beck.
Hey again, I just want to thank the people at Goldline for making this serial possible. People around the world are losing trust in governments. Is your family prepared for the next crisis? The world markets are reflecting our despair, and I don't know what tomorrow will bring. Make sure your family is protected. Turn to the recognized safe haven asset that has been a valued storehouse of wealth for centuries. It's gold. Call Goldline, the only company that I trust and recommend it. You know and I know that the world is on fire. People don't trust their government. The world markets are reflecting all of this. Deutsche Bank is down 20% in the last 10 days alone. I don't know what it's done lately. But I want you to call Goldline, the only company that I trust and recommend. These are really good people. 877-370-COIN. 877-370-COIN. Goldline also offers their groundbreaking price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So call 877-370-COIN. 55-year history of helping people just like you, just like me, read their important risk information and find out if gold or silver is right for you. Goldline, 1-877-370-COIN.